Well, today we are visiting with Gary Slater. He's talking from the Iowa State Fair, which is underway for the 2017 season. Gary, good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
Excellent. Thank you so much. How can you not be good when you're talking about the State Fair?
Oh, my goodness. Opening day is the best day of the year. Now, the 3 days leading up to that may not be quite the best days in the world because a lot of people need a lot of things, but, boy, it's nice to open the gates and let them in.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot that goes on. Is the State Fair a 365-day-a-year event for you folks that work there? I mean, does it take that long to plan and process everything?
Absolutely. We go through a very big debriefing after the fair, after action reports, and kind of try to look at the areas that were successful, and we look at the areas that maybe weren't as successful as we'd like them and try to figure out what would make those successful. We also look at creating new events and new areas of the fair. And then, of course, winter comes around, and we're starting to sign up people, get all of our livestock shows scheduled. And, you know, then comes spring, and we're signing up vendors and putting the footprint together of who's where. And, then summer comes around, and we're accepting entries and getting all the barns and buildings ready to go. So it does kind of take up a year to do it. In fact, you know, we're even planning for 2 and 3 years down the road, you know, more from a 30,000-foot level, but, you know, kind of what we would like to do.
Wow. Do you take a lot of feedback from folks? Do you guys use that and process that in making decisions for the future?
That's one thing about the Iowa State Fair is that Iowans love their Iowa State Fair, and they say it is their Iowa State Fair. So, yes, we get a lot of opinions and process them and try to do, you know, what we can do to if they're negative or if they're are positive, you know, we try to do what we can do.
Absolutely. It's a consumer-driven event, that's for sure. And there are a lot of consumers there each and every year, around 1 million or so each year. So it's obviously very popular. Let's talk a little bit about specifics now. Anything new this year that we should look for at the fair?
We have some construction projects that we're really proud of as they have come to fruition. Phase one of our Midway, Phase two grandstand stage, and Phase three outdoor event area. Well, Phase one is complete, and we have a new Midway surface area that included a revamp to Gate 15 and the road that leads south after Gate 15. And we have renovated the Midway area, making it larger so that there are more rides in that area, and the aisles are wider. I think it just has a nice open feel to it, and we're really proud of that as well. You know, we're putting together a different type of Midway this year. We have scheduled rides from independent ride owners as well as some ride companies, rather than having them all come from one ride company. And I think it's really improved the quality of our Midway. And actually, the thrilling rides are a lot of bigger rides, ones that will really shake your pants if you get on them. But then what we're really proud of is that we've added a kiddie land area that we're calling Thrill Town. And Thrill Town is for the smaller kids, the kids that don't want to ride the bigger rides. And putting it south of the Varied Industry Building here on the ground so that those kids are not, and moms are not, in kind of the mainstream where the teenagers and adults are. And I think that's really, really helped. When I was there earlier, it was full. It was really full, and the rides were going like crazy. So people really appreciated that as well. A couple other we've added a tram line to our parking lots way on the northeast part of the grounds, and we finished an area of outdoor exhibit space that improved the surfaces and the walkways in the area of the agricultural exhibit area. So some badly needed or much appreciated facelift to 2 or 3 areas of our fairgrounds.
Excellent. Well, it sounds like it's all for the convenience of those folks who patronize the fair.
Yes, it is. And, you know, that's been on more than 1 million people for the last 14 out of the last 15 years, we have had more than a million people come to the Iowa State Fair. You know, there's only 3 million people in the state of Iowa, so if you can get 30% of any large group of people coming to one event or thinking in the same direction, I think you're doing well.
You bet. Well, the fair is something different to everybody who comes. Some folks love the shows. Some folks participate in those different types of shows, the livestock and what have you shows. But there's the midway, as you mentioned. But one thing we all have in common is food. We all like food, and fair food is something to behold at the Iowa State Fair.
Well, it certainly is. This year, we've always had people that only or say they come, number one thing is for the food. This year we tried to enhance that a little bit by encouraging our concessionaires to enter a contest with new food ideas for the Iowa State Fair. We had 43 new foods, or we have 43 new foods at this year's fair. Now, about 30 of those folks entered our contest. We selected the top 10, and then we had a panel of celebrity judges, media folks from the metro area and some other celebrities put together to judge those 10, screened it down to 3. You can find those 3 on our website. The big leg of pork is my favorite, I can tell you that right now. Then you can come sample those, and it's a people's choice, and we'll see if our celebrity judges knew what they were talking about.
Well, a lot of great stuff. And if you want something on a stick, well, the State Fair obviously is the place to go.
83 things on a stick here at the Iowa State Fair. So it's 43 new foods and 83 total things on a stick.
That's just crazy. What's the most unique thing? What do you enjoy the most? What's the most unique thing you've seen when you've wandered around the fairgrounds?
Well, a lot of people come for people watching, and you can see a lot of things like that. But, of course, I'm an old farm boy, and I like the swine shows, and maybe they're not unique, but certainly watching our youth, our 4-H and FFA, work so hard on their projects, it just gives them that character that we all want our kids to have as they're growing up, and I think it's just a wonderful learning experience. The draft horse show, I am a big fan of the 6-horse hitches, and I'd love to be in the area or in the arena when we've got all 13 or 15 of those 6-horse hitches coming in and all of them competing. So that's one of my favorite things.
Yeah, you can feel those big hitches coming down the road when you're in the neighborhood.
You certainly can. The Percherons, being all black, but then, of course, you got the Clydes and the Belgians that really look as well, and the Shires.
Absolutely. A lot of fun there. Well, the Iowa State Fair is a destination for many, many folks. As you said, over a million people a year. For different reasons, of course, some folks, it's a destination for them because they work so hard during the year, the 4-H and FFA members who try to get there with different projects and animals. Of course, it's a destination for families to go just to have fun. I guess that carries a lot of burden year after year, too, to make sure that it's done very well.
Well, our marketing department works very hard to look at who's coming to the fair, how long they're spending, whether they came back how many times they came to the Iowa State Fair, the number of hours that they're spending at their visit. So we try to do that and keep track of that so that we're in touch with our clientele that's coming through the gate. We have people call us from out of state saying, "Hey, I'm taking a vacation. I'm going through your state to Colorado or Minnesota or something like that. When is the fair? Because we want to come through and at least spend a day as we're headed to our final vacation destination, and we don't want to miss the Iowa State Fair."
Still one of the most popular and one of the most famous fairs in all of the country.
And, of course, I'm a little biased, but I think it's the best Iowa State Fair in the country.
No doubt about that. I think a lot of folks would agree with you there, Gary. Thank you so much for your time, and we appreciate all that you and all those other folks do to make sure that the fair goes off as well as possible each and every year for folks. We know that when we have fun while we're there, it doesn't happen by accident. It takes a lot of work by some other folks for us to have our fun, and we sure do appreciate it.
It certainly does, and goes through the 20th, so make sure all your listeners get here.